This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about when you call it a wrap, but Jesus doesn't. So we're wrapping up our series on our life's purpose. In this series, we've talked about how being tested can give us greater clarity about our purpose and how ultimately that our purpose is more about serving others than our own personal ambitions. Finally, we said that God will often push you beyond what is comfortable to do His work. It is in those periods of testing and discomfort and disappointment that can cause you to want to call it a wrap or throw in the towel. This is what happened to Peter when Jesus met him on the shore one day. So Peter and some other fishermen had been fishing all night but didn't catch anything. By the time that Jesus arrived, they were washing their empty nets and getting ready to pack it up and go home. In other words, they were calling it a wrap. Jesus sat in one of the empty boats and began teaching the crowd, and when he finished, he told Peter to go out where the waters were deeper and to let his nets down again. Of course, Peter and the other fishermen were awestruck by the amount of fish they had in their nets. It was so much that their nets began to tear. It was at this moment when Jesus told Peter, "From now on, you'll be fishing for people." So it's interesting how when Peter was ready to throw in the towel, Jesus would bless him abundantly and then advance him to the next level of now fishing for people. So the next time you're feeling a need to throw in the towel, remember that God may see things differently. And as you think about that, hold on to my favorite scripture. "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Jeremiah 29:11. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't throw in that towel.